welcome to episode 39 of Tea in the Treetops podcast. My name's Angela, and in this episode, Philippa and I were joined by Joe from the new movie review blog, myflix.info. We recorded this episode late on Friday night, February 27th, 2016, after having just watched Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. We discussed the movie as well as other upcoming YA adaptions, but as the night went on, we devolved into some more adult topics, just saying you might not like to listen to this episode in the car with your little ones, but I hope you enjoy it. Hello, here we are at, just walked out of a cinema after seeing Pride and Prejudice and Zombies. Hooray! And with Philly and I, we have our friend Joe, who has come to movies with us. We also had Natasha, but she had to go home. And so we're pleased to pleased to announce that our friend Joe has a movie review website called MyFlix, MILIX.info. Hi, do you want to say hi?
Yeah, sure. I just, thanks for having me, guys. I'm a podcast virgin, so be gentle with me.
Oh, we're putting your cherry, it's so special. Okay, awesome. So, we're just going to go around and say what we thought about the movie. I don't think I've laughed so much in a movie for a really long time. Okay, so Philly, what did you think
first? Okay, so yes, I had a great time in a way that I totally didn't expect. So I will say I went in with absolutely no knowledge what this was, other than that it was Pride and Prejudice and there were zombies.
Yep.
So I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but it was really bad. It was so bad that I laughed a lot. A lot. There's a lot of tears of laughter.
Actually, the whole cinema was laughing a lot.
It was. I think it was a lot of Pride and Prejudice fans that were really there to see comedy.
It sounded to me like it was like 80% women, or more, probably more than that even.
But yes, I would agree. I would agree. How do I say anything else other than spoiling the actual movie? If you've read Pride and Prejudice, or you've watched a traditional Pride and Prejudice, you get the gist of what it was about, with a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
And a lot of weapons.
I found that ironic. It's a movie that's clearly aimed at the female demographic, and they seem to think that we're hugely into heaving tits.
I just
don't understand.
Of course. The whole point of the Regency kind of heaving bosoms and, you know, I don't know.
There's heaving bosoms and then there's like porno bosoms up in your face.
That's true. It should have been called Pride and Prejudice and Boobs. Actually,
did you? Pride and Prejudice, guns, swords, boobs and zombies.
And brains. Boobs and brains. No, it doesn't work. Okay, so Joe, what was your overall sort of thoughts?
I thought it was a steaming pile of crap. I was expecting something tongue-in-cheek for sure, but I felt it was a really unsuccessful film in that it didn't give us enough of the, you know, the Regency era that, you know, we've clearly gone to want to see that for. But it wasn't a successful zombie film either. It wasn't scary. There was zero chemistry between the two lead actors, and I think that's really the basis of Pride and Prejudice. I mean, there was this underlying sexual tension always between, Darcy and Elizabeth, and that was not there. And I can see why. Like, let's be honest, he's not the most attractive Mr. Darcy, I think, that we've come across.
But let's be real. Anyone that's watched BBC Pride and Prejudice, they never get over Colin Firth. Really, every time you see anyone play Mr. Darcy, you go, nah. The second you see them on screen, it's like, nah, that's not as good as
me. I don't know.
You judge in advance. Well, I do anyway.
Look, you definitely judge in advance, but the second Pride and Prejudice that I've seen with Keira Knightley and Matthew McFadyen, the first time I saw it, I was horrified, but I have to admit that has grown on me over time, and he's not too bad. And I have to say,
rewatch it. I bought it.
Yes,
I bought it.
By the end of the film,
for a long time,
there's definitely, you know, a bit of chemistry there, and I can see what the appeal would be. But honestly, the Mr. Darcy in this film was like Gollum. Let's be honest. I mean, he had the voice of like an 80-year-old man. Yeah, he was not sexy at all.
And I think
poor casting.
What makes a good Mr. Darcy is someone that is obviously a bit harsh, and a bit proud, but there's some endearing softness underneath. And there was no softness. There was just a lot of zombie killing.
Yeah, you've got to, by the end, he had a little bit of that, but it wasn't.
No,
you've
got
to
want
to shag him at the end. Like, let's be honest. You want to be able to shag him. And there,
she
you wouldn't touch this
fight.
Guy with a stick, honestly.
She could beat him in a fight.
She could. I thought that was really great. I thought the whole, you know, the strong Elizabeth.
Yes.
They really had something going there, but they just
had
lost it. It just fizzled.
Her with the boobs.
Yeah, it was all heaving chesticles,
I have to
wasn't
say,
it?
Well, chesticles. I thought they really actually, the zombie part of it ruined an actual really good kind of Regency reproduction of Pride and Prejudice.
I actually was expecting, for some reason in my head, thought this was a bit more serious. And it was going to be a bit steampunk. Like they were going to add like a steampunk Wild West sort of mechanical element to this.
Cool.
And I was,
someone
I
should
know.
Do that soon. Get on that. Like,
yeah, well, maybe I should have been a producer. I picked that ending. But I was kind of expecting something still a bit serious, and then it wasn't. And then they actually took themselves so unseriously as well that they actually made too much of a mockery of it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
The zombies ruined a good sort of spoof movie of Pride and Prejudice because a lot of the dialogue on it was straight out of the book.
And why did that zombie in the beginning try to talk to her? They never gave a reason.
This film was a hot mess. The plot was a mess.
There was no plot.
It was a shocker. It was an absolute shocker.
Have you guys read the book?
No.
No.
I tried to read the book.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, a bit like the movie, I kind of, you know, drifted away and couldn't really get into it. But
I thought the guy that played Bingley was all right.
Yes.
He did quite well. And I didn't like Cousin Colin for a while, but you know what?
He was hilarious.
The first couple of scenes I was like, oh. But I was like, actually, you know what? You make it. You make it.
He's
You've done
Doctor
really
Who,
well.
Isn't
he
it?
Is
yeah.
the doctor. He's like, which is which doctor?
Matt Smith.
The
11th
doctor.
The 11th
doctor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
seriously.
He actually was pretty good.
Seriously, like inset eyes, don't you think? Like, what's going on with that?
Oh, really?
Did you notice that? They're like way back in his skull.
I've been looking at him for quite a long time on the TV, so I don't notice those sort of things anymore. I was listening to a review. The whole reason that I really wanted to go and see this movie was because they were talking about it on Bookmarked podcast, which is another YA podcast. And they said that they thought the book was sort of alright, it was kind of funny, but the movie actually did it better. So I'm like, no, I really don't want to read the book.
No.
Now.
And I just felt some of it was really poorly produced. Like, there were just some scenes where I'm like, what, did you just stick a camera on a tripod and just leave it for that scene?
I think
like,
if you
really
get
weirdly angled shots, I don't know.
Yes, I agree.
Like that
especially
one
when people were talking and they were off camera.
But one
like,
where Colin went to, like, propose to Lizzie, that was Mr. just Collins. A really odd... Yes. That was just a really, really odd...
Yeah, it was. He kept ducking out of the shot.
The view was just in a terrible format. I don't normally notice that stuff if I'm liking a movie.
Yeah.
I just can ignore that. But this was not good enough that I could get away with it.
If you're going to mess with the classic, you really have to come in hard. And
you've got to be good.
Yeah, I thought some of the casting was good. And there was a bit of potential in there. They could have, you know, attracted a much younger audience to the story.
Yeah.
But... it just was a massive miss.
They weren't trying to do it. All they knew they had to do was put the words Pride and Prejudice in the movie title, and they knew suckers like us would have to go just in case.
I'm not a fan of zombie movies at all.
See, I don't mind a good zombie.
Well, the only zombie movie that I've allowed myself to watch was Shaun of the Dead, and that was only because it was funny, and I actually enjoyed it and other parts of it. I think it's the whole idea of someone you know turning into a monster that you're going to have to kill.
It's a pretty
freaky
genre in the fact that... Well, this one didn't, but in the average zombie movie, there is no survival at the end.
It's
just that's why a lot of people don't like it, because there actually is
no
way
hope.
Of surviving. No, there isn't.
Well, there was
no hope
for this film,
let's be honest.
World War,
I know
maybe
you just saw World War Z, and that did try and put some hope into it, World War Z, but it's pretty, like, your average zombie movie has no hope. It's just part of the genre. That was a great movie.
That was my next question, and it's also
it's a book.
Warm Bodies.
Yeah, and
have you read the book?
No, I haven't, but I thought the movie was actually really well done.
I loved the movie.
It was funny as.
It was, and it was...
Yeah.
I don't understand why it wasn't more popular. I thought it was a cracker.
It got great reviews, too, by critics.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't see it.
brains and blood and guts. Kind
I think it's a really, YA but it is. Oh, okay. It's a classic YA book before YA books became
is
really
that,
popular.
Is that the one where the zombies aren't that bad and they're trying
well,
to
he sees
integrate
a girl
into
and his
society?
Heart comes back to life. So
okay,
actually,
okay,
there was
right,
a lot of
yeah.
positive
was
that
about
zombies.
Is just a spoiler, Philly?
No, because it's in the trailer.
Yeah, that's the whole
is
premise
it?
Of the
you
whole movie.
You see his heart pump. He looks at her and it
thankfully
pumps.
Thankfully,
that's
a
like,
pump.
But
yeah, but
it was
yeah,
just, it was very well done, I thought, that one.
Yeah, no, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I was just thinking about other zombie movies that were quite good.
Yeah, because that came out fairly similar time to World War Z, I think.
Yeah.
And
maybe
very
that was
different
a problem
zombies.
It got a bit swamped, yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Yes,
this
and
film
we,
had no hope.
No, it didn't have no. It didn't have any hope.
It was, it's a shocker.
It's a definite B grade movie that you want to watch with a lot of alcohol
you
and
give
some
it a
girlfriends.
B?
Well,
come on.
Okay,
now.
Maybe is there a C
I
grade
think,
movie?
I
don't know.
Actually, I thought parts of it were really actually really funny. Maybe
well, look,
just
I was
me.
Laughing.
I
enjoyed
it,
but that was more because I was laughing and because you guys were also finding it terrible, and we could all laugh together over how horrible
it
was.
So bad that it was funny, but there were actually some funny.
But I think you'd be better off waiting for it to come out on DVD.
Oh yes.
Netflix,
definitely. You don't
getting
need to
a
see
lot of alcohol, taking a shot every time you saw some heaving bosom.
Yeah, that's going to make it a lot
yes.
more fun.
That's probably the better way to actually watch that movie.
Yeah, I just kept thinking, please make this stop. Make it stop. I can't.
Sitting next
no
to
words.
You,
no
I was
words.
Like, last time I think I saw you like this was at Into the Woods.
Oh, well.
Oh, you didn't
not,
like Into the no. Woods.
Into
well,
the Woods.
Worst film
it.
I've ever seen.
Oh, up no. until they got married.
Oh,
if it had just
oh,
finished
God.
Where they all got married.
Have you ever seen the stage version of Into
no,
the Woods?
No, it's been Toowoomba's
awesome.
Doing it, just so that you know.
Okay.
A friend of mine is playing Little Red
well, if you,
in the Toowoomba version.
If you want to see it better, if you can bring yourself to try,
no.
I think we've mentioned this before, but there's...
Into the Woods is dead to me.
Even
okay.
Netflix gives it a bad
the Broadway
result.
Version of it is on YouTube, like maybe not YouTube, but somewhere
but
on the internet. You
like
can just
80s,
watch
right?
it. Yeah, because yeah. we used to watch it at my grandma's
but
house.
But it's as long as it is. Because, like,
and
it
the music is bad.
It's long.
The music is bad.
It's great.
Oh,
the
oh
music
my God,
is
no,
I didn't,
it's awesome.
I
didn't mind it.
The one
like
with the kid in the tree, like,
no, well, I was like, I could have eaten. Yeah, that was terrible.
Like,
I haven't
the
seen
giant
the movie,
Slayer.
So
okay.
I can't.
The, but the two princes, like,
agony,
that was hilarious. That
yeah.
was the that was the best part of
there
the movie.
There was one brief moment of respite from the horror that was Into the Woods. Shocker.
As kids,
so
we only
what
used
do
to
you
watch
prefer,
the
Into
time.
The Woods or Pride and Prejudice and Zombies? If Ooh. You had to pick one,
I've got to say Pride and Prejudice Zombies because
yeah.
at least, but because at least there's some fun in it. I mean, Into the Woods just full of despair, full of despair. I mean,
are you saying that against a zombie movie? That's the really funny thing. There.
Yeah, yeah. At least there was some.
Some heaving,
some heaving bosom, I guess.
Yeah.
Into the
yeah.
Woods was just sad. Sad.
Yeah.
It was an awful film.
Oh no.
And I did not like the music. But hey, each to their own.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, if you'd like to hear more of Joy's reviews, you can after this one that she really didn't like. You can go to myfleeks.info and check it out. It's brand new and shiny. And so shall we go on? Do we want to talk about what we've been reading, or since this is like a kind of half
well, I haven't
episode.
Been reading very much. I've been listening.
You have?
I've been listening to things.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to Truth Witch.
Yep.
On Audible, which I'm trialing.
Susan Denham.
Because I'm running out of things available on BorrowBox at the library.
Oh, really?
Brisbane Council Library has for free.
So,
so
why are you listening to things?
Because I have too much uni work to read. That the only way I can not feel guilty by spending time reading is to audiobook listen on my 40-minute drive out to Banyo on a daily basis. So, yeah. So I'm audiobooking and I'm actually quite liking the audiobook.
Yep.
I've not audiobooked anything.
I've never, like, it's funny because it would have only been about 5 podcasts ago and I was like, nah, I'm not into audiobooks. I just can't do them. I can't do them. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh.
I might give it a go. I might do 50 Shades of Grey audiobook.
There,
oh, wow.
Do you know what's funny? On the Brisbane City Council, so you can listen to them for free on
yeah.
the app, there is a whole erotica section. So people actually do download, like, listen to these audio erotica books. I was just like,
I can't imagine.
Who borrows these
really
out? Like, who borrows it?
Well,
so
note to self. Do not play audiobook erotica in the car on the way to kindy with the kids. Back to self.
I was going to say, I dare you to go through a Macca's drive-thru listening to 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my God.
Could it be any more embarrassing than Elmo? That's not very cool, is it? At least I might get a bit of a hip nod from the young kids. Like, she's a hipster mum.
So, right. Truth Witch, I'm quite liking. I think there may be a lesbian voice.
You're imagining 50 Shades of Grey now, aren't you, Dull, on audiobook? You're like, why didn't I think of it before? So I wonder if it's not any of that weird erotica.
I'm trying to seriously talk about diversity within YA, and instead I'm just laughing.
So it's not that weird erotica that's like, you know, like the shapeshifter weird alien erotica.
Oh.
There's shapeshifter. Apparently there's tentacles. Erotica, and I'm like, what
is that? It's mostly anime, though. Yeah, it's mostly
like
a manga thing.
I have no idea. I was like, yeah.
That's
really
a little bit unsexy for my taste. I'm sorry.
I don't even get it. I don't even understand what's sexy about that. I prefer heaving bosoms in zombie movies.
Yeah, I would take that anytime. I'd take a zombie over a tentacle, but that's just me.
Oh, that is so going in.
Okay. All right, I need to calm down. So you go. You tell me what you've been reading.
Okay, so I read a book called Where.
Yes.
W-A-E-R.
It's been getting good reviews.
She's an Australian author. It is werewolves, which kind of feel like they've been done a lot.
But they haven't for a while. I think werewolves went out of fashion and now they're about to come back in.
Yeah, well.
Can't talk.
Is this YA? Are
we talking YA?
Yes,
really,
and
YA.
It's fantasy. It's not like, it's not paranormal. It's not set in our world. It's,
so it's
like
not
a fantasy
sexy
world.
Fantasy. It's like.
No, it's YA fantasy.
There's
very
no
clean.
Sexy in YA.
Very clean.
It's, I don't
like
know, it's
Regency.
Twilight. Hello.
It's
there was
like
a dash
a Regency.
Of
there's all innuendo.
Okay.
No actual getting it on.
It's different from your normal werewolf book because they're not ravening wolves, like, attacking everybody. They're actually, like, civilised people who just they eat meat. They don't eat, like, people. And they live in a farm situation and they're nice. Someone comes and attacks
they
the village.
Boring.
They're
sorry.
Well, they get it on themselves are boring. But then someone comes and attacks their village and they all die and only one guy survives. And then they have to go and try and get back to the... Oh, yeah, I can't explain it, but it's really good. I enjoyed it
a
lot.
I can't explain it. I can't tell you why, but it's really good.
Yeah, that's a terrible explanation. I know. Well, it's hard when, you know, there's tentacles coming up all the time. No. Don't worry about the tentacles.
So just to confirm, no tentacles in this book.
No tentacles in Where.
Fabulous. So is it a young teenage werewolf, a la Jacob from Twilight?
I think they're 18.
That's what I'm imagining.
Are they hunky?
No. I don't know. It's hard to tell in the book, really.
What have they got going for them?
Oh, he's a really nice guy.
I've got to say, Annika, you are not setting me on fire at this stage.
It's not supposed to be that kind of book at all.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So this is very kind of clean YA fantasy, so it's not like that.
It's
this is the wrong podcast to talk
about
this book.
There's no tropes,
so give it a
no, tropes, no cliches. It's all
not
trying
really
to be fresh and innovative.
It's pretty, it's like
do they
different.
Live on Earth? Did we cover that? Do they live
no,
on
it's
Earth?
Fantasy. It's different. It's like a
but
different
still
world.
On.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, let's go on to something else because clearly I'm not selling this book for you. I am now reading.
And you've destroyed.
I've destroyed it, the book as well.
No, I take a photo. No,
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
No, not that book. The book I'm reading right now is called A Tangle of Gold. It's the third book in Jacqueline Moriart.
Did you try and eat that book, Annika? Was it that good?
Yeah, well, kind of.
She's
a werewolf.
A book wolf.
I put. Can I make this clear? We have not been drinking before we started making this podcast. Although we
don't
might need one
that.
Afterwards.
Don't say that. Pretend we have been, because otherwise I'll think we're like this all the time.
We are like this all the time. What are you talking about? Oh man. Okay. So, A Tangle of Gold. It's the third book in the series. It's great. I love it. It's super eccentric. It's Jacqueline Moriarty, who is also an Australian author.
No relationship. Leanne.
Yes, to Leanne
Moriarty's sister. Yes.
Ah,
other Australian author who our book club is like the biggest fan of.
I wonder who started writing first and if there's any kind of jealousy there.
Totally different story types.
This is fantasy kind of parallel worlds type thing. I'm only a few pages in.
The main character is Madeline, so that's why I'm like, Elliot!
Oh my
god.
Yeah, the two main characters are Madeline and Elliot. So these guys' children. So yeah. Anyway, I really love it, and I know that Joe probably won't, so I'm not even going to describe it.
You describe that later. No, what is it about? I'm interested to hear.
Okay,
that's
so
interesting.
Okay.
And it's
so there's the world, and then there's a parallel world called the Kingdom of Cello. And there's a story behind that, so
cello.
I'm not going to go.
What are they?
It's a very musically oriented world.
No. Oh. It's just called that. That's its name, which is kind of weird, but it is explained later.
Is it actually spelled C-E-L-L?
Yes, yeah. It is, according to the blurb.
So there are cracks between our world and cello.
It sounds like Fringe,
and
the TV show so far.
In one of them appears in one day Elliot finds one and he writes a note and just puts it through the crack, and Madeline finds it on the other side. In a parking meter.
And they have a romance between
No, well, they just sort of send notes back and forth for a while, and then there's like drama that happens and things go wrong, and yeah.
Ooh,
and family goes missing, and they have to try and find them and all this stuff. And so in this book, they're actually trying to find a crack big enough for people to get through because one of them's stuck in the other one's world. And
so it's a movie about crack. Not builders, in between worlds.
Okay,
anyway,
I've
only just started reading it, and it's going to be great. So I recommend
it's
reading
the
series.
Book, right?
Has she written any other books?
I think so.
Yes, yeah, she has. Don't ask me to name them, but I haven't actually read any of her other books, but I may well do now.
Okay.
Yeah. They get brilliant reviews, the series.
Well, they're going to need them because so
writer.
Far I've heard it's about cracks and cello. But
it's parallel worlds.
Well, yeah,
everything is in your favour. You love
is
that.
It's great for me.
Yeah.
I love parallel worlds.
That's right.
Stuff. Even when it's terrible parallel world stuff, I love parallel worlds.
So what's an example of a parallel world?
There's
book?
Millions, but Fringe is like an awesome TV show because it's got Pacey from Dawson's Creek.
Okay.
Which to me was enough of a reason to watch it at the
Always
beginning.
Always a Dawson girl. Sorry, ladies.
But it is parallel worlds. It started off as an FBI type show. It's well and truly finished now. And then it kind of spun into a much more science. It's meant to be like Fringe science. So Fringe science. It's not... So it starts off as talking about using fringe science to solve cases, and then it moves more into this parallel worlds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. I really like the TV show.
Yep.
And I always am a sucker for the word parallel worlds when it comes to a book, so I generally tend to read them, even if they're terrible.
So we're talking about like Outlander-y type thing? That's time
travel. No, that's time travel. Yeah. Parallel worlds is when there's literally another version of Earth.
Yeah, I saw there's this... I saw there was a movie where the worlds are tipped and they kind of... Who's in that again?
I've probably seen it.
Yeah.
Because if it had the word parallel in the blurb, I'm generally like, oh,
yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Kind of
I really want to read that Victoria Schwab. Is that her name?
Yes.
The London one.
Not the new
Shade...
The new Darker Shades of Magic or whatever it is.
Darker Shade of Magic, that's it.
That's
really
want to
read. I actually have it. I bought a copy of it. It's on my Kindle. I just haven't
read it.
I'm around to reading it.
Along
it's
with the
really
other
good.
100 billion books that you've probably got ready to read.
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay, I'm calming out. The other book I read, which was not an audio book, I actually physically read this book, especially after meeting the most awesome author, Alison Goodman.
Yeah.
The other day and getting it signed, I'm like, I really must read this.
Yes.
And that was Lady Helen and the Dark Days Club, and it was again Regency, so you're kind of right, it kind of is fitting.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Yeah.
It was like really well researched. I loved it.
It's great
detail.
It made
me think of my sister, who was it probably still is, though she's a bit of a closet one now, is an avid romance book reader. She's very intelligent, but you would never know from looking at her bookshelf that she had brains because it's filled with like really, really trashy romance.
I just remembered the parallel world movie.
Oh, yes.
This upside down one.
No,
with Kirsten
I haven't
Dunst.
Read it.
Well,
is
I don't
it
know
good?
If it's a book. Geez, that's really testing me now.
Yeah,
I definitely know
okay.
it's a movie.
I don't care.
It's got
I'm
Kirsten
desperate
Dunst
when it
and Jim Sturgis in it.
Well, he's pretty cute looking from that photo.
So
what's the rating? Oh, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So
for a
young man
for
searches
parallel.
For his childhood love in an alternate universe.
Oh.
And they can physically touch. There's
I
one
might.
Point where the
I wonder
when the
if it's on Netflix.
Look, I think they made that for you.
They may have.
Yes.
I don't know. I like a good parallel. I'm feeling a bit burnt from them, though, recently, because the last one I read was that book, The Unquiet, which was exceptionally done, but it was really hardcore because one of the Earths was dying, so they trained all the children to go over into the other Earth to kill their counterparts and then become sleeper agents. And then they basically actually killed off.
Sounds it's uplifting kind of like, and inspirational. One for everyone. And
it was all about the psychological downfall of this poor kid that had been taken from basically 5 years of age and trained to be her counterpart.
Not and going she, to be on my list.
No, I don't look, so it wasn't highly popular. I had to give it a good rating, though.
See, I'm shocked by that. It just sounds so good, Philippa. So good.
I really liked it. I was a bit offended when somebody else was like, it's just approving of genocide. And I'm like,
sometimes you need a little genocide in your life.
It's a dystopian novel. I don't think that's approving of genocide. I think it's just exploring the topic.
Did you say it like it's a dystopian novel?
Well, I think I actually I might have been slightly pretentious. I tried to be polite, but I'm like, come on. Anyway,
it's what the book reviewing world is like, you know.
Lady Helen and the Dark Days Club, which is called the Dark Day Club if you're in America or Canada. But for us,
in the UK, I think.
And the UK, probably. But in Australia, it's Lady Helen and the Dark Days Club. It was fabulous. It was so well researched. But you didn't feel like it was an info dump on Regency World. But going back to my sister and her brainless reading choices, all power to those who love romance. My sister only reads romance. Anyway, she got me hooked on an author called Amanda Quick. And I used to love reading these trashy Regency romance novels.
I've read one of those.
So easy to read, but just so great.
Didn't you read
Like Georgette Heyer. Everybody else loves it, but me. I don't know why.
Didn't we do it for book club?
Yeah, and the funny thing is, did you read...
No, I love Georgette Heyer. No, don't be just in Georgette. Come on now.
You should read Lady Helen Sam because...
No, I thought it was great, actually.
I was going to bring it to...
I read your little thing on it.
In her acknowledgements.
Look, I actually read it and thought, yeah, I could go that. I like the sound of that.
Her acknowledgements actually say... She took her inspiration from Love is a Cold Climate by Nancy Mitford, which we read for our book club.
Yes, we did. Yeah,
and Georgette Heyer. And I was like, oh, well, there you go.
Look, two ticks for me. Two ticks for me. No, I actually thought it sounded great.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Yes.
And it was very true, unlike Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, to very classic Regency romance where you aren't generally alone with men.
Yes.
Yes. Without scandals and nothing, and while there was a lot of smouldering undercurrents of sexiness, there was no surface.
This is off topic. Sorry.
Yes,
but
you've been more off topic than a tentacle. Sorry,
I can't get more off topic than that. But you've just reminded me that a trailer's just been released for A Light Between Oceans.
Okay.
This book.
No. Yes. Yes. It was very sad.
It was, but it was gorgeous. Michael Fassbender is playing the lead in that. I just thought I'd flag that.
I'll leave that one to you guys because it emotionally disturbed me in every way.
It was poor baby.
Yeah.
Poor little kid.
No, I
shunted between. I read it in tears at the end of that.
When our children were the same age as the children in the book, and I'd had nightmares about my child being taken away from me and stuff, and it was horrible.
Lost,
I hated it.
A dinghy.
No, it was the ending with the
ending. I won't spoil it, but I'd like to think if I really loved someone enough,
you would say
that would not be the choice that I would make.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know, and I guess that's the whole reason why the book is so good, because it really makes you question what you would actually do in the same circumstances.
No, I was
horrified
by it.
That's being very evasive. Read the book if you're willing to take something a little bit deeper.
Maybe don't. I've got you right off topic there, guys.
Yeah,
sorry,
don't read
that.
It if you're like emotionally compromised, like you've just had children in the last few years. But otherwise, it's probably a pretty good book. What were we talking about?
Lady Helen, Creatures
fabulous.
Of the Night.
So it's
really
what I was going to say
it.
Was
the second one was already out.
Really,
having to wait a year now.
Really,
generally, maybe more.
It was funny that the demon hunting aspect of it, or the what are they called, deceiver kind of world in it, is
the
so at odds.
Receivers and deceivers, yeah.
At odds with the prim and proper Regency kind of lot.
But
of
they built it in
society.
Quite well with the luxe.
Absolutely,
deceivers.
Yeah, definitely. So Philly, did you finish listening to all or reading all the selection books that are available?
Had I not done that already?
No, you just bought the last one at the shops the other day and we were there, didn't you?
I bought The Winner's Curse or whatever it was, or The Winner's Crime. And I'm waiting desperately for book three, which must be coming out like
soon.
In about 3 weeks, right when I have my first assignments due.
Oh, yay.
So typical.
Oh, like, but I should mention.
Hold off until when I go on holidays.
Yes.
And I dump the kids, and I happily place the kids in...
And then you can just lie on a daybed in the sunshine.
That's right.
Stock up.
So very excited for that one.
Speaking of YA, did anyone see this behind them?
Right next to an Allegiant poster. Mm-hmm. So when is Allegiant coming out? March 10.
March 10, so soon.
I think there's another podcast in that, ladies.
Yeah,
I actually am really devastated that I didn't see The Fifth Wave.
No, has it gone off already?
Well, last time I looked, it had one 10 a.m. session.
Oh, no.
And that was it. It was down to the one session.
It's The Fifth Wave, a book.
Yes,
a YA book.
It's a YA book. And I've read it. It was scary, man.
It's
terrifying.
But it was
in terms of
the second
world
book
has been taken over.
Yeah, okay.
By aliens. You don't know.
But
who's
they look
an
like
alien.
Humans, so you don't know.
I feel like the world's taken over by Kardashians, and I think aliens are far less scary.
Well, it's a pretty scary book, but and I didn't really want to see the movie because I thought it would be too scary.
I want to see the movie.
But the second book wasn't.
I didn't read the second one yet. I've got it, but I haven't read
the
it.
The
Sixth Wave.
It's there. I don't remember what it's.
Are there any waves
in
the
last?
Let me just clarify that.
Yes,
well,
yes, yes.
In the middle of the fifth
waves.
Wave. The other four waves have already happened.
Ocean
like
waves.
Knocking. This is the waves of their invasion. Like the first thing they do is knock out the power. I might be getting this in the wrong order. The second wave is like a disease thing, and
the trailer for the movie explains the waves.
Yeah, yeah, that's five waves.
No interbreeding between alien and human.
No, they've just created human bodies and put their alien selves in there, haven't they? Is that what they've done? I could be wrong.
Well, if you read the second book, you'll find out.
But it doesn't sound like in a sexy way, just to be clear.
No,
there's a guy, and she's not sure, and he
seems pretty sexy.
Okay.
There's a bit of a triangle.
Yeah.
Is there an alien involved? Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
No, can't say. Okay. But there... Isn't that in the first book? No, hang on. Okay,
I
whatever.
Have to admit.
The third book is called The Last Star, and it's coming out later this year.
Yes.
I'll read it, but the second book was a bit disappointing.
Okay.
But Allegiant, back to Allegiant.
Yes.
So this is going to be the first part in a two-part sort of Allegiant book. Is split into two movies, Allegiant and Ascendant.
I don't think I've seen this Insurgent yet.
I haven't either. So before we go to see Allegiant. I've got the DVD, so you can come over and watch it.
Did you win that at the HarperCollins?
Yes, I did.
There you go.
So we can watch Insurgent before we see Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether I have had too much Divergent.
Did you read the books?
I read a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's a bit like To Kill a Mockingjay. It just got a bit wah, wah, wah.
Which I
enough.
Still haven't seen any of the those after... Hunger Games. I only saw Hunger Games movie.
The second movie was fantastic.
Yeah, so
it was really well
done. Because you've read all the books, haven't you?
I read all the books. That's basically the series that made me go, this YA
stuff. It was one of the
first. This is pretty good, man. Because
I
just had Caitlin.
Okay.
I couldn't read full-on Donna Tartt secret history type books. It's just what I used to read.
It was your gateway drug to YA.
And it was.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I'd read The Vampire Academy, not realising that was what was called YA.
Academy, but what a shocking movie.
I read Twilight
without
realising that was officially YA.
Yeah,
yeah, but that was before they actually labelled everything YA, really. They still put them in the children's section. But they were good. Yeah, so that was kind of... I absolutely loved... The Hunger Games. It just blew me away when I first read that. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then I read this. Literally, I read Divergent. I got it on my Kindle the day the first one came out as a book.
Yep.
And I had to admit, the first time I read it, admittedly, I was still pretty new to the YA genre. I was a bit like, what's the big deal? Everyone's going on about this book. And it's a bit... crap. But the funny thing is, we read it again for book club, and then I was like, oh, I really like this. And then I read all of them.
It really kind of started a whole avalanche of them, because is it The Maze Runner as well?
Because The Maze Runner is older than The Divergent.
Okay. So
what they have chosen and picked up as a movie is not necessarily the order they became really popular. So The Maze Runner series, I think I read before Divergent too, because basically I loved The Hunger Games, so I discovered Goodreads, and I started finding all the other really well-rated, like, dystopians, and I went through my massive dystopian phase, and that was when I read Maze Runner, that's when I read Delirium, which is another totally awesome, and I'm still absolutely devastated that bloody Fox made the first pilot episode of a TV show. It was great, and then they didn't pick it up. I was like, God damn you, Fox. That was actually a really well-made trailer. It would be a great show. Better than The Shadowhunters by Cassandra Clare on Netflix.
Oh, I've been watching that.
I haven't. I can't get into the second episode. I keep trying. Oh, really? I keep turning it off, yeah.
Well, I'm
up to... Is The Shadowhunters anything like the book you were talking about before, Lady Helen, or is it different times?
It's based on Cassandra Clare, City of Bones. Again, a movie that was a bit of a flop. Not as much of a terrible flop as The Vampire Academy. Have you seen that yet?
That's
Vampire Academy movie.
I wanted to love it. I wanted to love it so hard.
We went to see it together.
I saw Vampire Academy down in Melbourne. Did I see it a second time with you? We saw City of Bones together.
I saw it here on Babes in Arms session.
No, I didn't think I saw that. Who did I see I would never have put myself through a second time.
I'm getting confused with Mortal Instruments.
Mortal Instruments. Netflix did, they've done a series.
Right.
Based on that.
And it is better than the movie.
It is.
I'm up to like, I think it's up to like eight episodes now.
I saw it and Vampire Academy virtually one after another, and I'm like, yeah, it was better than Vampire Academy.
So it's in New York.
But they're all in New York. How do you describe
the Shadowhunters? So there's, there are vampires. Vampires and werewolves.
Slightly more interested, too.
anyway, in the series. In the series, they've modernized it, so it's all a bit high tech now.
Yeah,
and they've made a lot of changes to the story, which I don't really
like. Her and her mum live above an art gallery.
They've got poor production quality, technology. It's a bit high for them.
Production quality isn't great. Like glowy eyes in the first season of the TV show.
No, it is. It's improved as it's gone along. It's better. They haven't got the monsters that look like they come from Power Rangers.
Okay.
They've got like actual glowy swords that actually glow rather than just being like an After Effect color in like the pilot was. That is a bit wrong. But there's been a bit of a Clary Jace action, and it's really bad.
Oh, no, it can't be worse than the movie.
Oh,
with that terrible
music. It can be.
The music choices in that movie.
Actually, the music was overdramatically horrible in the movie.
No.
But, no, it's...
Same producers. So I was not...
I will say, watching the show, is that I'm watching it going, gee, the young men in this movie, in this show, are really quite all right looking. And and then I went, Annie, they're like 18. Shut up, you can't say that. But no, they're really nice.
It's not as bad as when I see young guys around and
18-year-olds. Is that what you're saying?
Everyone in the whole show is just gorgeous. But
what ages me is old. See young boys around in groups and like, oh, you know, handsome guys. My son's gonna be like that.
Yeah. See, I hate to say it. Like, I'm on campus now. Lots of 18-year-olds. Maybe even some 17-year-olds.
They look smelly, though.
And they are boys when they're in their teenage years.
They're smelly.
There's nothing good. Don't ask me what teenage me found attractive about boys at that age. They can't communicate. I'm like, you guys are at uni now. Suck it up.
Yeah. I think they
get some deodorant.
Smelly.
Shave. Have a shower.
A good wash.
Wash your clothes
and
too.
And a hot tip: wash everywhere, guys. Like, be really thorough. It's not just enough to swish it around. Like, really get in there. Because sometimes you smell. But that's a good thing about a YA book, isn't it? In that you don't have the smell factor.
It's not smell-o-vision.
It's all out of girls, head, really. But then my poor girls are going to be bringing these
stinky boys home. They're not all Edward from Twilight, and he sparkles. His sweat would sparkle. There'd be no smell there. Jacob looked a bit smelly. He would run a lot.
Yeah, I think werewolves would probably smell a lot worse.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a whole episode on how we think YA heroes smell.
Actually, he had very strong pheromones because that's how they look like.
What about four? How does he smell?
We should match like colognes with YA guys.
I've got four looks tidy. He looks.
He does.
Like he likes a good shower.
Wait. There's a bit of stubble there, but that's
a little
good
bit,
stubble.
A little bit.
That's
but he looks like
stubble.
He could use a bar of soap quite well, I think. And But on an interesting note, talking about stinky people, I think it's Shailene Woodley, I think, is the young yes. girl that plays yes. Whatever her name is.
Triss,
thank you. And I have read articles that she's like into whole natural bathing and airing
crystal.
Yes, apparently she does reek. She does reek.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Not what you want to come out about
you.
So
I think
as a Hollywood starlet.
Poor four having to get in there and
he's getting clean for the both of them.
Yes.
He also looks a lot older than a teenager.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. We're not gonna hold that against him though. I think that's just ages, Philly. Just ages.
I'm just wondering how much that's really why we're finding him more attractive, because he's past that smelly boy teenage
phase. Oh, no, come on. Even the young girls have got to think four's a bit of all right.
Yeah, I think so too.
He's solid.
He was a good choice. Solid.
He was a good choice.
Movies have we got on the wall?
Well, we know that...
not Deadpool.
Miss Peregrine's
Home for Peculiar Children.
Yes. Of which, again, was another YA book I read when I first
got into
it. I thought
that was going to be the trailer for it in the movie.
And then
what
was
that
Conjuring,
movie actually?
The horrible, scary,
oh,
scary
that was
trailer.
So freaky. Oh, I hate
when those crosses
movies.
Turned upside down. I was like, I can't do this. I go to a university.
I don't know
who
did the marketing for that. Like, seriously.
People
chicks
like
are there for
it,
Pride
man.
And Prejudice. Oh, I know, but Pride and Prejudice fans? Like, really?
Yeah,
no. That was for the zombie fans, definitely.
And then the one afterwards about the mafia or whatever, the Russian mafia.
Yeah, it was
a
strange. It was
trailers.
A change to choice
so
of trailers, definitely.
Crappy movies coming out, maybe.
Look,
I don't know.
In terms of films for chicky babes, yeah, it's pretty light on, really.
Yeah, there's a lot of action superheroes.
There are a lot of
out.
Action.
It's all
stuff.
Deadpool at the moment.
Oh, look.
I haven't seen Which Deadpool.
I kind of want to see, and then in other ways, I kind of don't because it looks a bit wanky.
No, apparently
nothing about it.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
Yeah.
But anyway. Right. Maybe.
So anything else you've been reading? Anything you have planned? I've still got
I
12
have,
hours of Truth Witch to listen to,
yeah,
so I'll
well,
be
really
a while.
I really want to read Truth Witch, actually.
I quite like it, but going back, now that I've calmed down a bit, I have this vibe that the two girls are lesbians, and I'm wondering if this is a entering into the diversity. It's never said outright, because it wouldn't.
Yeah.
But, I'm sorry, this relationship ain't sister friends, man.
Oh, really?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. If it is, it's been really weirdly written.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
which is a bit different for a fantasy style book.
I have been to the library also. Not on the Belinda site, but just in there.
Yep.
We're sitting right next to the library, by the way. I got Every Move by Ellie Marnie.
Oh, yes.
So
she's running the Aussie YA Book Club Facebook page.
Yes. I keep hearing great things about this book because it's like a
Sherlock
thing.
Sherlock Holmes,
yeah.
Set in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Not quite got me over the line yet, ladies.
So,
no, it didn't get me over the lines, but the reviews are very good.
Okay. I'll let you know after I've read it how it goes.
So far.
It's not actually like Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Well, they're still
It's called. Like a guy and a girl. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Watson
And they get
is...
together, I think.
I was going to say Watson's a girl, but
yeah.
I think, is it? Or is that just because the TV show's got
no,
Watson's
no, one,
a girl?
No,
what
no,
year
no,
is it set in?
Today.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's
yeah.
modern day.
So, yeah, I'm going to read that.
It's meant to be good.
I'm going to continue. I can't remember whether I talked about reading City of Fallen Angels. I think I did talk about that last time.
You have gotten into those.
So,
books. For all you're saying, Jace was cheesy right
no,
at the beginning.
No, I like him a lot better in the TV show. Actually, in City of Fallen Angels, he was a lot better than previously.
Okay.
And I have the next one, which is City of Lost Souls from the library as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to get into that sometime. It's actually really long. It's like a massive book. I've
they
got like
are,
a pile of
why,
review books at this
which
time.
Which is why I haven't finished the Cassandra Clare books. Like, I like them,
I also
but
have the
it's been so long, I have to reread
ones.
Them all. Yeah, well, I read the first two of that too. And yeah. It's been a long time, though. I have to reread them to get into them again, and that's
yep.
just not happening. Too many pages. Too many books.
It's like War and Peace. I'm going to watch the series. There's zero chance I'll be reading the novel.
Actually, the series actually sounds really, really good. But,
I heard it's a bit slow to get into.
Yeah, it's got a lot
it's
of
picking up pace.
It sounds good.
I had started listening to the Diviners, like I read The Diviners by Libba Bray, which was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Really like that. I did start listening to Lair of Dreams, which is the second one. But
is that like a parallel world thing, or is it?
No, it's set in 1920s Flappers. It's kind of like Lady Helen of the Dark Days Club, but set in Flapperville, 1920s, New York. It's quite fun. Yeah. Well, yes, kind of. It's that way inclined. But the problem is, it's... Without going into the wonderful world of audiobooks, if you want to get them for free, there's like multitudes you can like get apps for, and you can put your library details. Anyway, these ones were in a different app and it keeps losing my library details, and I can't be stuffed to go and get them out of my handbag at 10 o'clock at night or while I'm driving the car. Not really suitable. So anyway, I haven't re-renewed that, so I'm halfway through Lair of Dreams, which was quite good, but yeah. I will finish that. That's what I'm going to finish. I'm going to try and find the ebook because I reckon I could polish it off a bit faster.
Yep.
And I'm going to do 50 Shades of Grey, the audiobook.
Oh.
Awesome.
And you're going to look for tentacle erotica too, aren't you?
Well.
Because I dared Joe to go through the McDonald's drive through.
A weird question. But what books do you actually usually like to read, Joe?
Look, it's a bit of a mixed bag. I definitely like some of the YA stuff, and it's a random bag of tricks, really. Hasn't been a lot of reading of late, given trying to do all the reviews.
Yes,
and that's taking up a lot of time. So, definitely like to have a mixed bag for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
We'll see if we can recommend you something.
Yes, I'm liking the sound of Lady Helen. I think that sounds great.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
It's very true. Unlike the zombie one, it's very true to Regency.
Yeah. I tried Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and really, it's right. I would give it a similar rating to what I would give the film. A hot mess.
All right, well... Maybe we should wrap up. There's probably going to be a bit less reading done by both Billy and I as well, because we're both about to head back to uni.
I've got plenty of time for audiobook reading, because I'm hoofing it out to Banyo, which is on the exact opposite side of town to where I am. 40-minute drive and peak hour traffic. 30-minute if I'm lucky.
Yeah,
out of peak hour traffic. So anyway, it's all good.
So things might get a little bit quieter until we sort out our schedules, but hopefully we'll keep going, maybe not every 2 weeks, but some time between them. And so thank you very much, Joe, for coming to talk to us about this movie, even though
I'm sorry, I derailed your podcast.
That's all right. But
it's lovely to have a chat, ladies.
Welcome back anytime you like, if you want to talk about other movies or whatever.
Tentacles, whatever.
Please come back.
Thanks for having me, guys.
If you've seen Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and you want to tell us how wrong we are about the movie, or if you also didn't like it or whatever, you can email us contact@teaandthetreetops.com.
We don't judge you for liking Heaving Bosom.
Absolutely not.
That's not true. I totally judge you. And if you liked it, I think you need to see a therapist and have something done about that, because clearly something's gone horribly wrong in your life. Thank you.
So you can find all our other all the books and movies that we've talked about in this episode and our other reviews and stuff at teaandthetreetops.com. Or you can find Joe at MIFLIX, myflix.info. And thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you again another time.
Ciao.
Bye.